弟兄姐妹，我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
感谢你让我们能够聚集在你的面前。
Thank you for letting us gather before you.
我们知道我们都是属于你的。
We know that we all belong to you.
我们都是一个身体里面。
We all live in your body.
让我们真的是能够彼此相爱。
You taught us how to love one another.
也让我们能够彼此连续。
You taught us how to be merciful to each other.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
连续人的人有福了，因为他们必蒙连续。
The merciful are blessed because they shall be shown mercy.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们讲马太福音主耶稣讲登山宝训里面八福的第五个福。
This is the number five of the eight beatitudes in the book of Matthew.
这些经文常常会给人家一个印象。
This verse often gives us an impression.
就好像我们看一下马太福音第六章十四节十五节。
Let's go to Matthew 6 verse 14 and 15.
马太福音第六章十四节到十五节。
Matthew 6:14-15.
我们一起来念好不好？
Let's all read together.
你们饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必饶恕你们的过犯。你们不饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必饶恕你们的过犯。好，那我们现在再回到马太福音第五章第七节，他在那里告诉我们说，他说连续人的有福了，因为他们必蒙连续。
So let's go back to Matthew 5:8. Blessed are the merciful because they will show mercy.
常常我们的了解就是好像我们先要连续人，所以神才会连续我们。
It's often our understanding that we need to be merciful to others first, then they will be merciful to us.
这是一种我们叫做守律法主义的想法。
So this is the kind of thinking belong to those who obey the law.
就像当时在主耶稣周围的这些法利赛人一样。
Just like those Pharisees in the time of Jesus.
他们的连续，他们的怜悯，或者是说怜悯啊，就是 mercy 啊。那么他们的怜悯是因为他们想要从神那里得到怜悯。
Their mercy is based on they want to receive mercy from God.
因为他们不了解怜悯是什么意思。
Because they do not understand the true meaning of being merciful.
他们也不了解怜悯是从神那里来的。
They do not understand the mercy comes from God.
是怎么来的。
How did they come?
他们不了解。
They do not understand.
所以我们在圣经上面看见这些法利赛人他们的行为有的时候跟主耶稣所讲的事情完全是背道而驰的。
That's why sometimes we see their behavior of those Pharisees are often the contrary, the opposite of what Jesus has taught us.
那对我们现在的人来讲呢？
To the day us today.
那么我们如果不了解怜悯是什么意思？
If we do not understand the meaning of mercy.
或者是我们不了解当主耶稣刚才我们念马太福音第六章那边前后文的意思的话。
If we do not understand what we just read in Matthew 6, the meaning within the context.
我们人的本能的反应。
Our instinct response.
就是如果我没有做这个他就不会给我这个。
If I don't do this, he will not give us this.
如果我们了解了我们就会晓得他不是这个意思。
If we understood it, we know that's not this meaning.
那我们现在看什么叫做怜悯。
That's what, what is mercy?
当我们要讲怜悯的时候，我们必须 我自己是觉得说，当我们要讲怜悯的时候，我们很容易了解的就是我们把我们的眼睛看到神，看到耶稣的身上。
I believe if we want to understand mercy, we need to turn our eyes to God, focus on God.
首先，我请你翻开以弗所书第二章。
Please turn to Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章第四节到第五节。
Chapter 2:4-5.
以弗所书第二章第四节到第五节。
Verses 4 and 5.
Okay, 在这个前面从第一节开始，以弗所书他就第二章第一节他说我们过去的光景啊，他说你们是死在过犯罪恶之中。
chapter 2 verse 1 tell us our past condition. It says you were dead in your trespasses and sins.
接下去第二节, 他说, 那个时候, 你们在当中, 行事为人, 随从今世的风俗, 顺服空中掌权者的首领, 就是在现今在悖逆之子, 心中运行的邪灵。
Continue to say, in that time, you formerly walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, of the spirit that is now working in the sense of the disobedience.
其实保罗要让我们看见的, 就是当我们在还没有信主的时候, 我们的的确确是受这个所谓的邪灵的控制。
So what Paul really wanted to see is before we were saved, we were controlled by the evil spirit.
保罗希望我们知道的就是这是一个很大的力量。
Paul wants us to know this is a great power.
所以接下去第三节, 他说, 我们从前也都在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲, 随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行。
So continuing in verse 3, among them we too all formerly lived in the lusts of flesh, indulging the desire of the flesh and of the mind. This is our condition.
保罗写信给哥林多教会的人的时候, 他就说你们过去是被这个世界的神弄瞎了心眼。
So when Paul wrote to the Corinth people, he says, you were blinded by the world.
然后接下去他第三节, 他又告诉我们说, 我们本为可怒之子, 什么怒, 就是神的愤怒。
So yeah, continue, so he said, we should be the son of wrath. The wrath is God's wrath.
和别人一样,
just like everyone else.
但是我们很感谢神呢, 就是在第四节, 第五节, 我们一起来念,
we should thank God. So let's read verses 4 and 5 together.
然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们，当我们在祸患中的时候，便叫我们从基督里从活过来。你们得救是恩。他在这里告诉我们， 他说神是有丰富的什么？怜悯。
Here he tells us God has abundant mercy.
因他爱,
because of his love.
圣经上告诉我们说神就是爱。
The Bible tells us God is love.
所以我们现在了解, 在神那里有丰富的怜悯。
So we know in God there's abundant mercy.
那么也有他就是爱, 圣经上讲说神就是爱。
Because he is love.
所以他这个丰富的怜悯是可以出来的。
Therefore he can show us his abundant mercy.
那么是在什么时候给我们呢?
When did he give us?
就是在前面所讲的, 在我们真的是, 一点办法都没有的时候。
And just like so, he gave us that when we were truly helpless.
所以我们从前后文来看,
if we read from the context,
那我们在还没有得救之前, 我们是什么样的一种光景?
What the condition we are in before we were saved?
就好像我们, 讲到马太福音第一个福的时候, 对不对?
Just like the first beatitude,
第一个福是什么福啊?
That is the first one.
虚心的人, 你们还记不记得?
What kind of person is poor in spirit?
就是灵里面怎么样? 贫穷的人,
is poor in spirit.
那么有的英文, 他们英文圣经, 他解释的时候, 他就说, 我们那个属灵啊, 我们的灵里面已经 bankruptcy了, 我们已经破产了。
So some interpret that our spirit is bankrupted.
所以他说当我们死在过犯中的时候,
so when we died in our trespasses,
他的怜悯, 因为他的爱, 就显明在我们的身上。
So his mercy shown to us because of his love.
把我们从死亡,
so he lead us from death,
把我们从神的愤怒之中,
from the wrath of God,
就是这个困境当中, 把我们救出来,
so saved us from the most difficult situation, so that we may be raised together with Christ. So we have eternal life in us.
我还是要讲啊,
I often want to tell you we misunderstood eternal life.
我问很多人, 我说什么叫做永生?
But I ask many people, what is eternal life?
我问一个姐妹,
I will ask one sister,
我就说什么叫做永生？
That what is eternal life?
他想了半天，他说，哇，永生就是我死了之后啊，就永远不会死了。
So she said that eternal life is when I die, I will never die again.
难怪我们误解很多关于天堂的事情。
That's why we often misunderstand things about the heaven.
什么叫做永生？
What is eternal life?
永生就是一个生命。
Eternal life is a life.
是一个新的生命。
A new life.
是从神那里来给我们的。
It's given us from God.
因为耶稣所做的事情。
Because of what Jesus has accomplished.
因为圣灵在我们里面。
Because the Spirit is in us.
所以我们就有这个新的生命。
So we have this new life.
为什么这个生命叫做永生？
This new life is eternal life.
跟我们这个原来的肉体的生命是有分别的。
It's separate from the flesh.
我们原来这个生命，当我们肉体死掉之后就没有了。
So after the death, our body, we do not have the original life.
但是神的生命是永远的。
But God's life is forever.
所以我们叫做永生。
That's what we call the eternal life.
有你们记住啊，就是这么简单。
It's very simple. Just remember that.
那你信了主之后，你就有这个新的生命在你的里头。
You will have this new life in you once you become a believer.
不管你什么时候信的。
Doesn't matter when you became a.
不管你是在年纪很小的时候，年纪大中的时候，或者是年纪大的时候，是老的时候，都一样。
Whether you were young, your middle age, or when you're old age,
这就是永生。
That's eternal life.
这是神赐给我们信他的人的。
It's what God has given to those who believe in Him.
但是在我们接受这些事情之前
，But before we receive this,
如果一个人他不知道他自己是贫在灵里面是贫穷和可怜的。
If one does not understand he is poor in the spirit, and
if 他如果不知道他是在这种困境当中
，if he does not understand in such a situation,
他绝对不会经历，也不会明白神的怜悯是什么意思。
So he cannot understand or experience the meaning of God's mercy.
我们等一下就会讲到这种人会有什么样的表现出来。
We will talk about what will show in the later.
圣经中有很多的例子。
There are many examples in the Bible.
让我们看见。
Let us see.
那些人他到底了不了解什么叫做神的怜悯？
Whether those people do understand the meaning of God's mercy.
特别是法利赛人。
Especially the Pharisees.
我希望我们中间没有法利赛人。
I hope there's no Pharisees in our midst.
我们先看路加福音第十八章。
Let's go to Luke chapter 18.
我们从路加福音十八章第九节
Luke 18 verse 9
在这里呢有主耶稣讲了一个比方啊
Here, Jesus is giving a parable
他讲这个比方最主要的目的就是针对着那些仗着他们自己是个义人藐视别人的
So heTold this to focus on those people who thought themselves as self-righteous and despise other people.
看到没有？他说他讲这句话是那些人仗着他自己是一个义人藐视别人的。
He said this to those people who think they're righteous and despise other people.
他说有两个人上殿里面去祷告。
Two men went up into the temple.
一个是法利赛人。
One a Pharisee.
那么这个法利赛人他怎么祷告呢
So how did this Pharisee pray?
我蛮喜欢这个地方的他说他是站着自言自语的祷告
Here he said he stood and was praying to himself
其实他讲的意思就是他讲给他自己听的
In other words means he was just telling to himself
换句话讲他的祷告没有上去
In other words, his prayer did not reach high.
他就是告诉他自己，我们中文圣经翻译的非常非常恰当了，他自言自语，就是告诉他自己说：“神啊，我感谢你，我不向别人勒索，也不义，不奸淫，也不向这个税吏。”
The Chinese translation is very proper. He was talking to himself. He says, "I thank thee that I am not like other people, swindlers, unjust adulterers."
他说我一个礼拜禁食两次
I fast twice a week
凡我所捐得的都捐上十分之一
I pay tithes of all that I get
就好像我们现在我们到神的面前，如果说我们真的是那个样子，我们跟神说，神啊，我一个礼拜你看我去参加两次聚会。
Just like if we are like this, we'll say to God, God, I come to worship twice a week.
啊，礼拜五晚上参加一次。
I participate Friday night once.
礼拜天来参加崇拜。
And I come to worship on Sunday.
如果还有什么 brothers, 还有什么 sister 的聚会，我都参加。
If there's any brother fellowship or sister fellowship, I also participate.
我不像别人。
I'm not like the others.
我不像那些犯罪的人。
I'm not like those sinners.
另外一个人是个税吏。
The other one is a tax gatherer.
税吏在当时是很被人家瞧不起的。
So the tax gatherers are despised by all the people in those times.
我们看这个税吏，他远远的站着。
We saw this, the tax gatherer standing some distance away.
他捶着他的胸说：“神啊，开恩，可怜我这个罪人。”
So he pondered on himself and said, "God has mercy to me, forgive me this sinner."
主耶稣说：“这个人会算为义的。”
So Jesus said, I tell you, this man can be righteous.
然后 他也告诉我们说，这个人会被抬高的。
So this one shall be lifted high, exalted.
我们在圣经里面，我们常常看见法利赛人，他也看不起主耶稣。
We often see that the Pharisees despise the Lord Jesus as well.
因为他常常和罪人和税吏在一起吃饭。
Because he often eat with the sinners.
这是法利赛人不愿意去做的。
This is what the Pharisees do not like to do.
有一次有一个法利赛人，可能他的名字叫做西门，他请耶稣去吃饭。
So we know there was once a Pharisee by the name Simon. He asked, invited Jesus to dinner.
其实他的目的也是要看看耶稣到底做的对不对。
So the purpose is to watch if Jesus is conducting himself right or not.
在吃饭的时候，有一个女人拿了香膏 来抹耶稣的脚。
So during the dinner time, a woman came and anointed Jesus' feet with cream.
那么这个法利赛人心里面就在想。
So this Pharisee was thinking.
这个他还说他是什么夫子。
He taught himself a rabbi.
他如果知道这个女人是什么样的一个女人，
If he knew what this woman is, truly,
他就不应该跟她有关系，有接触。
So he should not have any relationship or contact.
不应该接受他的高友。
So he should not receive her anointment.
我们从这里我们可以用一个对比，我们来看主耶稣的怜悯是什么意思。
So from this we can have a contrast to see what is the meaning of Jesus' mercy.
主耶稣就告诉西门。
So Jesus told us Simon.
他说这个女人，因为她知道她自己的罪很大。
This woman knows her sins are great.
所以他就告诉她，他说，所以他的爱也大。
Therefore, her love is also great.
这就是让我们看见，我们怎么样才能够接受神的怜悯。
This tells us how can we receive God's mercy.
是因为我们到他的面前来，看见我们在灵里面是破产的，没有他，我们是没有办法救我们自己的。
So that's because we come before him, we understand we are bankrupt in the spirit. Without him, we cannot help ourselves.
所以我们才会怜悯别人。
That's how we can be merciful to others.
所以马太福音第五章说，因为他们必蒙怜悯。
So in Matthew 5 says, they shall be shown mercy.
那么我们在路加福音十五章记不记得浪子的故事？
Remember the story of the prodigal son?
我们说这个小儿子，他这个向他爸爸要他的遗产啊。
We have this younger brother who asked for all his inheritance from his father.
你还记得他爸爸那时候还没死啊？
Remember that his father is not died yet.
他就拿了他的家产之后，然后就到远方去放荡浪费。
So he took the inheritance and went too far away and indulged himself.
他花尽了他所有的一切。
And wasted everything he has.
到了一个地步，穷途末路了。
To the point he was helpless.
他就去喂猪。
He went to feed the pigs.
犹太人不能喂猪的。
Jews cannot feed the pigs.
后来他就看见他自己的贫穷，他自己的可怜。
Then he saw how miserable he is.
他得罪了他的父亲。
He offended his father.
得罪了天父。
He offended the heavenly father.
所以他就回到他的父亲面前。
So he returned to his father.
所以我们常常注意的就是这个小儿子。
We often pay attention to this younger son.
其实这一段经文最主要是讲那个大儿子。
Actually, this passage was pointing to the older son.
因为在那后来的时候，这个父亲跟这个儿子中间的对话占了一大部分。
Because you can see the dialogue between the father and the older son occupied a large space.
他这个哥哥也是不知道什么叫做怜悯的。
His older brother did not understand the meaning of being merciful.
因为他只知道他自己是从来没有做错事情的。
He only knows that he himself never committed a mistake.
他只知道他自己不像他的弟弟。
He knows himself unlike his younger brother.
他没有办法经历他父亲的怜悯。
He cannot experience the mercy of his father.
如果我们像他的话，我们也没有办法经历神的怜悯。
If we are just like him, we cannot experience God's mercy.
我们刚才在领主餐的时候，我们念的约翰福音第八章。
We just read John 8 in as we observe the Lord's table.
那个妇人除了耶稣看见她的困境之外
except Jesus saw the difficult situation of the woman.
其他没有一个人看见她的困境。
None of the others did see that.
那些人只从律法的角度来看她。
Those people look at her according to the law.
他们以为他们没有犯律法。
They believe they did not commit against the law.
圣经上告诉我们说，你犯了一条，你就是犯了众条律法。
The Bible tells you, if you commit sin against one of the law, you have sinned against all.
所以他们看不见这个妇女她的困境。
They cannot see the difficult situation of this woman.
只有耶稣，他有这个怜悯的心。
Only Jesus has a merciful heart.
他有这个爱。
So he has love.
在希伯来书那边告诉我们说，他在肉身的时候，他大声的哀哭呼求神。
So in Hebrew it says, Christ cried loudly, calling for Father.
他没有罪。
He has no sin.
但是当他受到试探的时候，他坚持到底。
When he was tempted, he persisted until the end.
所以他能够体会我们的软弱。
So he can understand our weakness.
不是因为他自己经过这个软弱。
Not because he passes through this weakness.
乃是因为他忍耐，所以他知道软弱是什么一回事。
Because he endured, he knew that it is.
所以他能够知道这个妇女。
So he knows about this woman.
他的困境。
Her difficult situation.
主耶稣知道只有一个办法能够把她从困境中救出来。
Jesus knew there's only one way to save her from it.
就是赦免她的罪。
Is to forgive her sins.
弟兄姐妹，这就是怜悯。
This is mercy, brothers and sisters.
我们过去讲了四个福音。
We have spoken
about 四个福。
We talk about the four beatitudes.
我们今天也背了前面四个福。
Today we also memorize the first four.
弟兄姐妹，你有没有注意到这四个福是有连续性的？
Did you see the continuity among those four beatitudes?
前面四个福是在我们自己里面的。
The first four is within us.
我的意思就是说，这些事情是关系到我们自己的。
All those things is relating to ourselves.
后面四个福就不一样了。
The last four is different.
我们看第一个福哈，是虚心的人。
The first one is poor in
就是在灵里贫穷的人。
Who are poor in spirit.
就是他知道他自己犯了罪，得罪了神。
So he knows he has sinned against God.
他知道他自己是破产的。
He knows he is bankrupted.
第二个，
The second,
哀痛的人。
The who moans.
他会为他的罪哀痛。
So he mourned for his own sin.
他会为他的罪忧伤。
So he is mourning for his own sin.
第三个是温柔的。
The third is gentle.
我们英文就是有一个字哈，就是 meekness.
Oh, he's meek.
主耶稣才有这个。
Oh, Jesus has meekness.
他常常用这个字来形容主耶稣哈。
We often use this word to describe our Lord Jesus.
同时也形容主耶稣他的谦卑。
It also describes his humility.
第四个。
The fourth.
就是饥渴慕义的。
The hunger and thirst for
righteousness. 这三个到了这里之后，这个人他应该他会真的是对神的义，对神的道，他是有一个。他如果不吃的话就会死掉。
So this kind of person, if he does not hunger or thirst for God's righteousness, they will die.
到了这里我们才知道第五个福，那么这个人他已经经历过神的怜悯。
So come to number five, here we talk about this person who has experienced God's mercy.
他才能够怜悯别人。
Then they can be merciful to others.
他才能够原谅别人。
Then he can forgive others.
他才能够明白别人的困境。
Then he can understand other people's difficult situation.
他才能够接纳一些让我们看见是有罪的人。
So then they can receive those in our eyes who are sinners.
因为他已经从主那里领受了怜悯。
Because he has received the mercy from our Lord. Sometimes in church, some people rebuke others' sin very harshly. It has no forgiveness.
你知道这就是他没有怜悯。
This is because he has no mercy.
当然，怜悯跟公义啊是不可以分开的。
Of course, mercy cannot be separated from just.
神是公义的神。
God is a righteous God.
主耶稣他是有怜悯。
Jesus has mercy.
因为神他有丰富的怜悯。
Because God has abundant mercy.
但是如果公义不能够满足的话。
But if we cannot satisfy righteousness,
怜悯是没有办法出来的。
Then you cannot show mercy.
我们就从这里看见主耶稣他的死就满足了神的公义的要求。
We can see that through death, Jesus has satisfied God's righteousness.
我们在神面前所行的罪，我们得罪神的地方，他通通都替我们背着，然后钉在十字架上。
So he has taken all our sins upon him and was nailed on the cross.
所以我们才能够经历到神的怜悯。
So we can experience God's mercy.
一个不愿意饶恕别人的人。
For those who are unwilling to forgive others.
或者是他真的是抓住别人的罪不放的。
Or he keep insisting on their sins.
你知道，很可能这个人他自己没有经历过神的怜悯。
It's very possible he has never experienced God's mercy.
他自己不知道他是一个破产的。
He does not know he is a bankrupt person.
他就不会怜悯别人。
He cannot be merciful to others.
当一个人知道他自己在属灵上是破产。
When one knows he is a bankrupt in spirit.
是无助的。
Is helpless.
他会感谢神的怜悯。
Then he will thank God for his mercy. He will have a merciful heart toward others.
有的时候在教会里面，有的时候我们不注意，我们会真的是像圣经里面这些法利赛人一样。
So very easily in church we can act just like those Pharisees.
以前我碰到一个人。
I once ran into a person.
他里面很多的问题。
He has many questions.
他跟他丈夫之间有很多的这个。我们所说的罪啊，这些困境。
So she and her husband, they are in very difficult, sinful situation.
弟兄姐妹，特别是姐妹啊，如果我讲了这些，正好你说，哇，马牧师就是在讲我啊。
So, sisters, especially if you think I'm talking about you.
我不是在讲你啊，就是这是很普通、很普遍的事情。
I'm not, but this is a very common occurrence.
或者是弟兄也是一样。
All the brothers is same.
那么他家里面有很多问题，那我去看他们。
So they have many questions, the problem in their family.
我就告诉他们，我说你要认罪悔改。
I went to see them and I asked them to repent.
然后我就鼓励他，我说你去参加一个教会，参加一个团契。
I encouraged them to join the fellowship in the church.
刚开始的时候他有去。
At the very beginning she went.
后来我再也没有见到他了。
And then later on I do not see her anymore.
是在别的教会。
But there was in bed.
那我也知道他也没有再去了。
I know he did not go.
后来我又去看他们。
Then I went to visit them again.
那这个太太她就跟我讲。
And this wife who told me,
他说我没有办法去这个教会，我也没办法去这个团契。
I cannot go to this church and this fellowship.
他说因为他们那太圣洁了。
Because they're so holy.
我就问他为什么。
I said why?
他说他们在聚会的时候，好像都是没有罪的。
During the meetings, they seem they do not have any sin.
讲的都是好像他没有罪的。
They say everything as if they are sinless.
我不知道这是不是一种报喜不报忧的一种心态。
I don't know if they just only speak what's good and avoid the evil.
他们说，他说他们在分享的时候，好像每一个人都很圣洁。
So as they were sharing, as if they are all very holy.
我也知道。
I know.
你知道弟兄姐妹，我们信主之后，很多时候我们不注意的话，我们就会让人觉得英文讲的 "I'm holier than thou."
就 if we become a believer, oftentimes we think 我们比任何一个人都更像神。
所以很多时候，很多人很怕来教会。
That's why many people is afraid to come to church.
夫妻之间也是一样。
It's the same between husbands and wives.
过去真的是有不少的姐妹告诉我。
But many sisters told me.
她说：“牧师啊，如果你知道我的老公是一个什么样的人的话。”
They said, "Oh, pastor, if you know what kind of person is my husband,
你就不会这样子讲啊。”
You would not say this way.
我不知道啊，但是很多时候我们是不是给我们的伴侣给我们的这个配偶有这么样的一种感觉。
I don't know if we oftentimes give our spouse such an impression.
我们没有怜悯的心。
We have no merciful heart.
我们对他所做的一些错的事情真的是抓住不放。
We insist on something if they did wrong.
而且经常的念。
We often remember it.
弟兄姐妹，这是不是似曾相识啊？
Sorry.
似曾相识就曾经有过。
As if this is something that happened in the past.
像不像法利赛人在主耶稣面前讲的话？
Just like what the Pharisees said.To Jesus.
你看，难道你不知道他是个罪人吗？
Look, did you not see her as a sinner?
我觉得有的时候我们的配偶不信主，是不是这个也是其中的原因？
I wonder sometimes our spouse do not want to believe is for the same reason.
弟兄姐妹，我们怎么样才有一个怜悯心？
So brothers and sisters, howcan we have a merciful heart?
怎么样才能成为一个怜悯别人的人？
How can we be merciful to others?
就是我们前面所讲的几个福。
That is just the, some of the beatitudes that our sister talk about.
哀痛的人，温柔的人，饥渴慕义的人。
So, poor in heart, the one who mourns, the one who are meek, and the one who are hungering and thirsting.For righteousness.
而且只有我们继续不断地在神的面前知道而且承认我自己在灵里面是一个破产的。
We need continually before God acknowledge that we are broke, bankrupted in spirit.
如果不是神的怜悯，
If it's not because of God's mercy,
我今天没有办法站在神的面前。
I cannot stand before God today.
不是我们去把我们自己和别人比。
We're not compare ourselves with others.
只有把我们自己和神比的时候，我们才知道我们的光景。
We can only know our true situation if we compare ourselves with God.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
来，我们的主，我们满心的感谢你。
The Lord who loves us, we thank you wholeheartedly.
主，你让我们常常的记得你的话。
Teach us often remember your words.
如果不是你的怜悯
，If it's not because of your mercy,
我们是没有办法怜悯别人。
We cannot be merciful to others.
我们谢谢你自己的话语。
We thank you for your words.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the holy name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.